you know about this legacy. Yeah. Wednesday night, tuned in to this legacy. Yeah. Mark and Will locked in on this legacy. Yeah. Mel and PIP's in on this legacy. Yeah. Let's go. What you know about this legacy? Yeah. Wednesday night, tuned in to this legacy. Yeah. Mark and Will locked in on this legacy. Yeah. Get your popcorn, I know you need this medicine. Yeah. Let's go.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of Legacy, where this show is strictly about talk about mail and PRP. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, man? How you doing, bro? You doing okay?
Good, good. Yes, sir. Blessed.
Hey, definitely blessed. Anytime we got the Legacy show, you know we coming with a banger. So, hey, I am very, very excited about this. I'm almost, yeah, actually, you know, we've been trying, I'm going to say I've been trying to hold this close. I haven't really went to Antonio until, you know what I'm saying? You know how you feel you got to, when it's the timing is right?
Yes.
But no better timing than now, brother.
Right.
Big time. Right. Before we get this interview started, man, how, you know, you doing all right? Everything was okay with work and everything today?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a busy, busy day, but heck, I'm here. How was your day?
Man, it was good, man. I can't complain, man. It seemed like it's, I think everybody's already in Thanksgiving mode.
They are. Absolutely.
Slow motion and stuff.
Yep.
Everybody except my clients. Blow me up. Give me a break. Let me be like everybody else. Let me chill. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is chilling. I'm running around, but hey, it is what it is. Hey, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button, hit that like button.
Please.
Without a doubt. Without further ado, we're going to get this rocking and rolling like always. Let's see. Here we go. Yeah. Hey, check this out. Today we are joined by Antonio Harris, male high class of 25, football and basketball standout. How you doing, Antonio?
I'm doing good. Just living life. Doing good.
I know, that's right.
Right.
Hey, I tell you, ain't nothing like winning, is it? Ain't nothing like winning. I mean, you know, that makes you feel a little bit better, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's team. We working.
That's good stuff, man. And we just going to hit the ground running. First of all, I didn't want your basketball coach, Coach Tim, as the friend of the show. I had to make sure I had that basketball on there because I didn't want to see him. I didn't want to see him tomorrow. He, you know, break loose on me. So I want to do that, you know, without a doubt. So we gonna hit everything. So let's go on to this backtrack, man. Let's backtrack until you know, we're gonna start fresh. Let's go and do like last Friday, man. Mel played the number one team, Saint-X. Saint-X beat you guys earlier this year, as you guys had some injuries and guys are playing different roles and all this kind of stuff. 24-10, you know, it wasn't as bad as some other people, you know what I'm saying, made it believe it was. You know, three straight turnovers, things like that. You guys, like I said, had injuries. Your playoffs, as the playoffs is rolling, you guys is picking up steam. And so you head into last Friday. Everybody's probably against you guys, thinking, "Oh, there's no way they can beat Saint-X." Man, what was the thought process headed to that game Friday?
As a team, that first game did not sit well with us, and we knew that. We knew that first game was not who we really was. That wasn't the legacy that we had. So, from the quarterbacks to even the safeties in the secondary and the backfield, we was like, we got to come with a different mentality. And I feel like leaving from that Mayo game, coming into PRP, they're going to that game, we had the momentum coming in. So it was like, we just gotta go out there and play.
So, you know, and the thing about it is, if it, you know, for all the people who did not get to go to that game was a terrific game. It gave me about 20 heart attacks and five strokes and all kinds of shocks and whatever, because Mel pretty much, you guys was pretty much imposing your will. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you guys jumped on, you know, got the lead. Defense was lights out. Offense was efficient. Cobbler was doing his thing. Sweeney, you know what I'm saying? You, Max, everybody was rocking and rolling. Defense was stopping. It was like a bend don't break type defense. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody knew what they're going to run. This is the same stuff they ran last year. Different people as far as players, but the same thing. So, you know, on that last drive, before they tied it up, man, I how was that? Because, you know, I'm old school. I used to play, and I know how it is playing against St. X. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. I know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to go ahead and just knock them out. Otherwise, some other stuff might kind of pop their ugly head. So, going into that last drive, as far as before they tied up, man, how was that? How was the team? Because, you know what I'm saying, you guys have been rocking and rolling. I mean, you know, was you out there on defense too? Because I know you played both ways. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I was out there on D too. Yeah. But really just going into that last drive, it was like, we got to get this stop. So I had to put faith in our D-line, knowing that they was running the ball, doing the wildcat stuff, because we knew our secondary could do what we had to do in the back end. So really in the secondary and our linebackers, especially KJ and Solomon, making big tackles and big plays, that they really imposed their will, and the D-line held their ground so that we could really get the stops that we need to get.
And you know what? And the thing about it, so as this is going on, like you said, those my guy, them linebackers, boy, they beast. They beast mode. I love them, man. Young Bucks. I mean, you know, really, you know, the step up of the 16 tackles and 11 tackles, you know, and all night, you know, you got to bring it, because that's what St. X is doing, running the ball. How was it, you know, as far, okay, pass interference, phantom, I'm going to say it. You ain't got to say it. I'm going to say it. Phantom call, different stuff like that. You know, they scored a touchdown. Was it did you guys, like, have different, like, huddles? Or that, like, how did you get the guys to come together? Are you guys as a team? Because, you know, a lot of people, 14-14, we had an overtime. St. X at home. We had the lead. We should have won. How was you guys able to stay focused?
Our offense was already rocking and rolling. We trusted our O-line, especially knowing that we have somebody as good as their D-line. And we knew our O-line could push and get Daniel in the end zone again. So for the defense, the pass interference, yes. Then they scored going into halftime off of that one-handed grab in the end zone. And we knew he wasn't catching that again. He wasn't going to get that again. So we stopped him on that side. And then we got the touchdown. And it was like we had to score. We knew what we had to do, and we had to go out there and do it and accomplish and compete. We had to compete. That's all it was.
And you know what? And I can tell, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's the focus, you know, being focused and really having confidence, you know what I'm saying? Having that swagger, because thing about it is that, you know, you was a part of a team that went to the state final. You know what I'm saying? You was a starter. You was a part of that. You know, some of those guys have not been in that situation as far as the beginning of the season, you know, and, you know, you had to tread water. You had to build your steam up and get your confidence going. And I can see, like, that game was pretty much a review of the season. You know what I'm saying? You know, because easy could have turned your head back down and not like that. So as we go into overtime, St. X gets the ball first. They score. You know, I think it was three plays on third down. I think they scored. I think it was, right?
Yeah.
You know, balls at the 10, you know, you got to get it in, all this kind of stuff. So, Mel has the ball. Lucas runs and scores on the first down. So, this play that I have to really give credit to Coach Wolf, I don't think he gets enough credit. You know, everybody wants to look at the past four state championship being 1-3, but you don't get there. It's not easy to get there. I mean, believe me, it's not easy to get there, right? Mm-hmm. So for him to believe in his current team, Male Bulldogs, and go for two, when you heard him say go for two, what was you thinking?
I was thinking, get the ball in Ganey's hands. Don't put it in my hands. But then I was at the same time, I wanted to win.
Right.
So it was like, I got to do what I got to do. I got to do what I got to do to win the game. And during that play, it was like, I got to trust my O-line to set that edge. And especially Antonio, my other boy, Antonio, he set that edge on Micah, the Purdue commit. He set the edge on Micah, and it was like, okay, I just got to run around him and try to get the ball up.
Oh, hey, real quick. let me go ahead and describe. So what he's talking about is this last play. It's play for two, right? It's going for 2 points. Daniel was in the Wildcat, right? Daniel was the quarterback. So Antonio was on the right side. You come in motion. He hands it off to you. So from my view in the stands, you're coming around that edge. I was like, oh, he's not going to make it. So Antonio's coming around the corner. I'm thinking, man, he got to dive. And then all of a sudden, I see you pull up and you throw it to the pylon, basically to Max Gainey. How many times did y'all practice that play, man?
Actually, the first time we practiced it on Wednesday.
Oh, Lord.
We practiced it on Wednesday. And then on Wednesday, we ran it to both sides. Max threw it to me. Mm-hmm. And then we ran it to his side, and he forgot the fake block and went out in the corner, covered him on our scout team corner, which we appreciate that because our scout team really helped us that week. Good. But he did that. We did that one time. Then in the game, he looks at me and was like, you got to go and throw it. I said, all right.
That's crazy. That's good stuff. That's good stuff, man. I mean, before we started the live, I told Antonio, I said, did it seem like it took forever? Because in the stands watching it, it seemed like it took forever to throw that ball. So as you throwing the ball, man, I mean, what was going through your head, man? Because, you know, we see people pass the ball. So what was going through your head?
I was thinking just don't get hit. Because I seen the dude coming. So I said, don't get tackled by him. So I just jumped because I wasn't gonna throw it flat foot. I dumped and threw it to Max. And I was like, hopefully this ball's not out of bounds or on the ground. So I threw it in his chest. And I guess I put it in a great spot and he caught it.
That could not have been placed any better. That right there. You know what I'm saying? That was perfect. And like I said, I thought it took forever. I was like, what's going on? I thought Antonio's going to get a tackle. Yeah. Then the pass took 3 hours. It was like, wow, what's going on? But, hey, thank you for – congratulations on that play. Congratulations on that win. Congratulations, really, you guys have turned the corner. You know, injury, different things like that, new guys playing a different – you guys lost a lot. I think people don't understand that you guys lost a lot. Now, you guys had some key pieces come back. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, the back end and all that kind of stuff. You lost one of the important people on your defense, Meech. What's up, Meech? Lost him, you know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you guys have galvanized, came together, man, and that's great seeing that, man, because there's many people who could just tuck their tails and went on. But, you know, something about them male Bulldogs, baby.
Yes, sir.
So, hey, man, let's go on and get into this, Mark. Let's go on and get everybody caught up on this. Let's learn a little bit about Antonio, man.
Yes, sir. So how old was when you first started playing sports?
I want to say like 5, but I really started liking football around like 3. Ever since I was born, actually, because my dad played at Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was at Kansas City, then went to the Jets. So it was like, then he got cut. So it was like, I gotta play. I gotta play football now. That's what I gotta do. I gotta play.
And I tell you what, your dad was one of the great linebackers, best linebackers. I used to enjoy watching because he had that speed. You know what I'm saying? He would fill the hole. He was making, you know, it reminded me of back in the day when Tyrese McCloud and all them, when they had those linebackers. He was, your dad was pinpoint, hell of a linebacker for U of L, so big time like that. So you play, you decide you want to do football. Let me see, where did you play youth sports? Did you play in the league? What league did you play?
Yeah, I played at Linden Lightning. I was at Linden Lightning till I was like 10, 11-ish. Then I went to LSA and finished my years off there. It was just, and then went to middle school ball.
Okay, cool.
So growing up, was you playing outside a lot or was you in the house playing a game?
It was a mix because I was one of them guys who finished my homework, then I got to go get on the game. I got to go get on the game. I get home, it's like, I finished my homework. I got to finish my homework. I finished my homework, man. Now I go get on the game. But then the summertime, it was like, I ain't got nothing else to do. So I go outside, play with the friends, then come back in and play the game.
So did you, when did you, let me ask you this, when did you start playing basketball?
Around the same time as football.
Same age.
And then I played at St. Matthews. I played in the St. Matthews League. And I played in the same league while I was playing football at the same time, rotating.
Okay.
So, before I get to the next question, what you like better, basketball or football?
At that time.
I like football. I like football because basketball at that time was just me having fun, going out there and just playing basketball.
An athlete playing basketball, baby. That's what that was. Yeah. I love that. Go ahead, Mark.
Did you play sports in middle school?
Yeah, I did. I played basketball, football, and I ran track, which I still do, but I ran track and all that stuff. So basketball, I played with the Edlands. But my sixth grade year, I wasn't really on the radar as much as I was seventh grade year. Because sixth grade year, I was behind Daniel Sweeney, Matthew, Lucas, and all them. They was all at Baird, too.
Okay, so middle school, you went to Baird, right? Is that what you said?
Correct.
What element, real quick before we go, what elementary did you go to?
I went to Norton Elementary School over on Westport Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So what middle school did you attend?
Baird.
I went to Baird.
You went to Baird.
Okay. I couldn't stand Baird in middle school. My fault. Because they used to kill us. They used to kill Corinthians back in the day, man. They used
to shoot us. Yeah.
Go ahead. You can hit the next one, Mark. Go ahead.
Did you play AAU ball? And what team did you play for?
Yeah, I did play AAU. I played for the Kentucky Kings with Coach Cole Hodge. You Cole Hodge? Cole and Connor. I played with them and with the Kentucky Kings. I played with them through third grade to, especially now I'm playing with them. I play with them in some summer leagues sometimes. So I go on and off with them. And those are my guys because I've been playing with them for so long.
Yeah. Cole Hodges, he's a bad boy. That's up. What was the last game? If it wasn't the last game, it was the game before. It was like 10 for 10. Pass. I'm like, man, quit playing the games, man. Without a doubt. So check this out. Let me see. How did AAU help you?
AAU, on the basketball standpoint, it was fast. It was just fast. It was very fast. And it helped me learn more because it was faster, and I got to see everything quicker and learn.
Okay, that's cool.
So now we in high school. So what made you decide to go to Mel?
Mel was just home. It just felt like home. It was just home to me. That's where everybody was. It just felt like home. It's probably where I grew up at.
Look, I was about to answer for him. his mother, his uncle, his grandpa, everybody. Yeah. Yes, sir. Without a doubt. So you go to Mel, right? So you decided to go to Mel, legacy, all that stuff, lineage. As you get to Mel from Bird, how was it your freshman year? Because the thing about it is, I say this all the time, and it's funny because, you know, I had Max on her. We had Max on here about a couple of weeks ago. So going into the ninth grade, man, and you had to be doing some wicked stuff because not only did you play as a freshman, you were starting as a freshman, man. So how was that transition from Barrett eighth grade going into male ninth grade and actually on varsity starting?
My eighth grade year, we didn't have a season because of COVID. Ooh. So then I went and played Little League again with the 10th Street Cardinals. I went and played with them that one season on my eighth grade year. But after that, my ninth grade year, I came in as a receiver. Mm-hmm. And I knew as a receiver, I wasn't coming in. I wasn't going to get as much playing time because of Vinny and all them was above me as that senior year. Smart. So then I talked to Mo. Coach Mo Owens.
Mo.
He was like, we got a spot for you since Ramel Sheffield was out. Because that was when he had the ACL.
Right.
So they said they had a spot for me. So I went over there during the summertime and worked. And I guess me training with Justin Green, Jay Green, he got me right.
Right.
So then I went and trained with him. And then actually the first game of the season, I didn't play. I was hurt.
Right.
Because I got hurt in the scrimmage game. So I didn't play the first game of the season. And then it was just limited clock and then starting from there on.
Real quick, hold on, Mark. You know, I went around my question. I'll definitely hit it, but I had to.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you said, you know what, that was one, when you said that, okay, COVID knocked out your eighth grade year and you played, you went back to Little League, basically, you know, and played, man, that right there, man, I wonder how many people, was it other cats you know that actually did that? Because that was very smart. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So you want to lose a season, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was me and my friend LJ. He goes to Mel too. He plays D-line.
LJ, big shout out LJ.
Yeah, we decided that we wanted to go back and play Little League football, so because we didn't want to miss out on a year to lose skills, so we just decided to go back and play.
That is very smart. I'm just gonna say that is very. You guys, and kudos to you guys because it's nothing like getting really game reps. You know what I'm saying? Like competition reps, and they were still going on the Little League or leagues, you know, youth sports like that. So like that. So, all right. Coach Mo, shout out to Coach Mo. Big time. So how would you – let me go back to my question. I know Mark's used to me going all the way around the circle and stuff. We got some stuff that we got down, and I just go everywhere. I apologize to Mark. Apologize to Antonio. I'm so sorry. But how would you describe your game? Break it down. Hold on real quick. Antonio, break it down real quick. Break it down as far as your game, offense and defense.
Right.
Okay. Offensively, it's more about speed. Speed is me and getting down to the – getting past and getting down to my technique, going technique to speed and combine it together to make a route runner and somebody you can hit the deep balls with. And then catching as well. Catching is a big thing I go on from since I was little. I got to catch the ball to be able to run with it. So then catching – and just being able to move and go to different spots and be able to make plays. And defensively, it's more about physicality and technique. Right. And knowing the receiver I got in front of me. Because if I don't know who I got in front of me, then I don't know how to guard him. Then if I don't know how to guard him, he's going to win every rep. So I gotta understand my own technique and understand what I do best and play off of my abilities.
Okay. All right, good, great answer.
Hey,
I love it, man. I love it. Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
So, which football or basketball player do you look up to or enjoy watching playing?
Football wise, I like watching. I'm an Odell guy. I've been watching Odell since the LSU days. Odell guy, and then on the that's the offensive side, but defensively, I like watching. Either Jalen Ramsey or Patrick Surtain. I like watching him. I like watching them too.
Patrick's a bad man. Pat loves him.
I know.
Woo! So let me ask you this. Yeah. Mel does a great thing as they prep you guys, they get you guys ready, film work and all this kind of stuff. And I think a lot of people now is doing it. But I know Mel's been doing it for a while and all this kind of stuff like that. I really wish they would have did it back in the day when I played. But how confident are you before the games? You know, like you had that week of practice and prepared. How confident that you, like you just said, you got to know your receiver. How confident when Antonio's on that field, playing DB, playing receiver, how confident are you because of your preparation?
It's really I trust my guys. I trust my guys that they'll do their job because it's all about we got to do our own jobs. We got to do what we got to do to win the game because it's not an odd sport. It's a team sport. So therefore, we gotta do our own jobs and trust our coaches and trust their calls to win this game. So I trust my own skill and trust my technique and listen and be coachable.
That's what I'm talking about. Good job.
Absolutely. So when you step out on that field, what are you more focused on when you on that field?
Mostly about making the big plays and trusting my teammates. I gotta trust my teammates. Because if I don't trust my teammates and have faith in them, then it might not go as well for me, and I'll have a bad game. And if I have a bad game, it could be the difference between us winning and losing. But then if my teammates trust me and they have faith in me and got my back, then I know we'll have a good game and I know we'll go places.
I like that. Hey, everybody who's watching this, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button big time. Hey, Mark Wills bring you Antonio Hurst. Like I said, next up, if you don't know what that means, something's wrong with you. You don't follow me. Because next up, I'm telling you, the history is there. And this right here, this young man right here is next up. He's next in line. So let me ask you this. How are they playing in the state finals last year in the playoff run last year has helped you this year? You know, you know, a lot of freshmen don't get an opportunity to play in the playoffs yet, the finals. How has that got you ready to rock and roll in this year's playoffs?
So last year, Michi, he was hurt. He was hurt last year during the state finals game. So I had to learn a whole new position that week of the game. So they had me playing safety. I was back there at safety, which isn't nothing new, but it's nothing like natural when I first came to Mill. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn new play calls. But me going into that game, it was like, I got to do my job and not worry about that. I'm a freshman. I got to do my job and trust my own skills. But going into this season, it was like, I got to. Especially after that last play of the game in the state game, it hurt. Yeah. So now it's like I gotta get back in the gym. I gotta get back in the lab and go back to my keys and be able to get better for next season and be able to show out.
Cool.
Yes, sir. So what is your favorite part of the game playing?
My favorite part of the game is really the second to third quarter, like in between, like at the end. I like the end. I like the very end, like the end of the second quarter. And then because they like to throw. I like teams that I don't get the ball. I don't get thrown the ball that much.
Okay.
So I like teams who like to put the ball in there. And I trust my guys that make plays. I trust my guys in the back end to make plays. So that's really how it comes down to.
Hey, you know I was gonna ask second. So you explain the second. So the third quarter. Why the third quarter? You said you like the second and third quarter, right? So why is the third quarter?
Yeah. Third quarter is like the beginning and the end. It's the beginning and the end because third quarter they got what they wanted in the first quarter and they come off in the film, and it's like I can play a different technique. I can change my game because I've seen what he does and I've seen what they do, so now I can change my game up to evaluate and make better plays.
Antonio, are you a boxer, man? Because what you just said is like what, you know what I'm saying? Like in between rounds, I got to go in and adapt. I got to change. Yeah. I love it, man. Ah, that's great stuff. That's, hey, cerebral, baby. I love it. Yeah, love that. That's what I'm talking about. So let me ask you this. What do you think you need to improve on?
Me personally, I think I need to improve on my leadership-wise as a whole for the team, work on my leadership. And then for my skill-wise, work on route running, mm-hmm. and my intermediate defense and tackling. Okay. Tackling is a big one.
Okay. Cool.
So besides when you're on the basketball court and the football field, what other fun things do you like doing?
Track, Coach Smith, that's my dog. That's my dog. Yeah, I'll be on the track, so I don't take no season off. I'm on the track. I'm on the track next.
Did we think any other next. Kind of answer? I mean, for real, like track is so much in his bloodline. It's ridiculous. Coach Beaumont, I got your grandson on here. I'm gonna need you.
Oh,
you on here. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm gonna need you on here because you bad. You really bad. For real. And I'm gonna need Uncle on here too. We done had other.
They watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna need him on here too. Yeah, without a doubt. We done had Chris Ray, we done had everybody. We don't need to be we need the whole family on here. We got a round table. Big time. So check this out. You know what? Before, hey Mark, before I get to these last two, before we do this, let me go ahead and do what I gotta do. You know, like I said, Mark allows me to go ahead and do some stuff. So I thought we'll do some fun stuff right now, right? Well, yeah, something different, something nobody has had. So we're gonna allow you to pick. We're having fun. We're gonna allow you to pick. Yeah. You decide what you like, right? So right off the bat, and we'll get it right here. So Mark actually already hit. He already hit, like, do you like? So right now, what do you like more, football or basketball?
Football.
Okay, cool. Okay. We just beginning, baby. We just beginning. Next up, Batman or Superman?
Ooh. I got to go Batman. Batman. Okay. Unbeatable.
Yes, sir.
Batman. Yeah.
You know what's so funny? I saw Mark, like, he perked up. I'm going to say, Mark, you can go next. What do you like?
Yeah,
that man. Okay. We're not done. We're having fun, big time. Tacos or pizza?
Oh yeah. All right, which one? Give me that pizza. Pizza guy.
Mark, as a big brother, I'm gonna let you play too. What you got, Mark? Tacos or pizza?
I got tacos.
Okay.
Tacos only on Tuesdays.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Ja Morant or Jason Tatum?
right now in this day and age, I'm gonna take Jason Tatum. Okay.
Okay.
Jason Tatum, he got it all.
Mark,
I agree with him.
Okay. Cool. PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation. Big PlayStation guy.
Hey, I got the Mark and Will Xbox, baby.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
That's cool. All right, Mark, I'm not gonna ask you because you was clapping. So, little dark, little baby.
Big baby.
Mark?
Lyrical man.
You know, I'm rapping Lil Baby.
Okay. Cool.
Lyrical man.
Oh, okay. All right. Y'all on it. AirPods are Beats by Dre. B! AirPods. That's what I'm talking about.
AirPods for walking around daily. But I wear the big Beats. I wear the big ones.
I like the big Beats. I have the big Beats and that. I got all of them. I think I'm just a junkie, electronic junkie.
Yeah.
I'm in the gym with them all.
I wear the big Beats on Fridays. I wear the big Beats on Fridays.
Big Beats on Fridays.
Wear the big ones. Big ones.
Okay, cool. That's the Adam studio ones, big time. Android or iPhone? I think we all probably.
Us young guys like the iPhones. You know what I'm saying? We like the iPhones.
Hey, us old guys do too.
Hey, I feel that. I feel it though. Quality. Right. Quality.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Plus, I ain't trying to have nothing burn on me. Let's see. That would never be a sponsor. Chipotle, Qdoba, who you got?
Qdoba. She's a Qdoba girl. I don't like Qdoba. I don't like Qdoba or Chipotle. But my mama likes Qdoba.
So you gonna ride with Qdoba? You ride with Qdoba because mom.
My mama likes Qdoba.
Okay. Well, check this out. Maybe this one was for Mark. Mark, who you got?
Dude, that's a good one, dude. That's a coin flip, dude. I'm going with Chipotle, dude. I gotta go with them.
To me, it depends on what month it is because they have so many recall on their meat. I gotta go with Qdoba.
Don't do him like that.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
Which one you go to.
Jimmy John's or Penn Station?
Jimmy John's, the best pregame and postgame meal.
Okay. What you got, Mark?
Penn Station. They fries.
Yeah, they. Hey, Penn Station lemonade is special.
Yeah, that's special.
That's right. Might cost your arm and a leg, but that's special.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Drum roll, please. We're going to let Antonio solve this mystery right here.
What is it, brother?
Ooh. Arms up, flats.
Flats. Flats.
What you got, Mark?
Flats.
You know, I understand this is legacy. It's about the male and VIP kids. I get it. He cannot come on no more.
Yes, he can. Hey, yes, hey, he can.
Let's go. Flats.
No drums, brother. Drums, man.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, okay. Ranch or blue cheese, Antonio?
Me personally, neither.
Okay.
I'm not a sauce guy.
Okay.
I'm not a sauce guy.
Okay.
So you like dry rub type stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Got you.
Cool. Got you.
Hey, Will,
my wife said, well, he said flats. My wife just got through saying yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. So, Antonio, granted, I'm alumni, former player. So, but go ahead and talk about some of the guys, man. And actually, first of all, thank you for participating. That's the first time we did that with anybody, as far as, and that was fun. I'm glad. And that, plus, that gives everybody an outside look besides football. So, thank you for participating in that. Yeah. And thank you to brother for participating with that too.
Absolutely.
So, people know the Gainies, the Antonio, the Harris, the Sweeneys, and you know, certain players. Like, go ahead and talk about some of these other players, your teammates, man, that's done ball this year, and, you know, that's been a really a very important part of this male Bulldog and this actually turnaround. I hate to say turnaround because I'm a male Bulldog, but actually, you know, talk about some of your teammates, man.
The KJ, Solomon.
Yes.
Yeah, the dogs, the big guys, Sheffield, Ramel leading the back end, Corey, DJ, my guys in the back end as well. On the offensive side, Matthew Hens, big dog, being able to go down and block and catch routes and catch the ball. Andrew, being able to block, especially my O-line, I like Isaiah, Antonio Taylor, another big guy, Shamai Gates. He doesn't really get the ball as much, but, you know, he's out there making plays as well when he gets it. Yeah. My guys, they out there doing their thing.
Let me go ahead before we go to this last one, though. how was it? You know, we really didn't get to hit on this because being very talented that you are, that you was able to step in and realize that, hey, you know, freshman year, you got, you know, seniors as far as Vinny and the other guys. You know, I want to play deep. How was that when all of a sudden injuries and inexperience set in on this year's team that you went back to play receiver? How was that to adjust that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. I know you've been doing that. That's what you was playing receiver.
Yeah.
But was it an adjustment? And if it was, how was that that you said, I mean, that you was able to – get back? Because, you know, basically seeing you, and to me, after I don't know how many games, but I see you more comfortable now in the offense.
Yeah. It was relearning the offense from summer ball, because in the summer, my freshman year, I was just going back and forth, learning it and not being able to get my reps in. But now that I was able to get my reps and learn the playbook, I felt more comfortable in it and trusting myself and trusting my skills and being able to trust the quarterbacks, because I've been knowing them for a while. So it was like we had the connection already. And then being able to trust my other guys, the older vets that could lead me and be able to be here by my side while I was learning it and get me more comfortable in the offense. And then having the coach, Devin Gentry, who was able to give me touches and be during practice and routes on air, it was like I got the timing down. And then me and Michi was going back and forth when he was playing, because he was playing offense too. So it was like we was getting our share of reps, because at the time I wasn't really being able to play the whole game, and it was going back and forth with our cramp and stuff. Right. So he was getting his reps in and all that. So it was like we was both going back and forth with learning the offense and being able to get more comfortable in it.
Cool, cool, cool. Go ahead, Mark, hit him with that bang, bang.
All right. This is the question that we asked our guests to give thanks to their family and friends who always been in their corner. But I got to ask you this real quick. Do you have an NFL team?
No, not right now, because Odell's free agent.
Great, free agent guy. Great answer.
That's exactly Odell's what it was.
Great answer.
The floor is yours. Give thanks to your family and friends.
He was hoping that you. He was hoping you said that black and gold. He think he's slick.
He's a Steelers guy. Nah, I love me some Kenny Pickett though. George Pickens too. I like him too. Yeah.
Go ahead and give thanks to your whoever you need to give thanks to, Antonio.
Appreciate my family, my mom, and all. It would only be good that I only take thanks to the greatest man upstairs, God. He gave me the power and the glory, and gave me the ability to do what I'm doing today. And I just want to say thank y'all for everything y'all done for me, and thank y'all for being by my side, and appreciate y'all, Mark and Will, for giving me the opportunity to be here today.
Without a doubt. Even though you like Fletz, you are always welcome on the show. So I don't. Them Bulldogs hit a little bit different, man. I know, Mark. I know you was coming, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. You can't do them like that, bro. I understand. I got you. But nah. Hey, Antonio is always welcome back. And like I said before, yes, Coach Beaumont, I'm waiting.
Right now, tap in.
Doug, I'm waiting. Yes, sir. We gotta go ahead and do this. I know you will. Hey, thank you for joining us, man. This was a pleasure. Wish you nothing but the best. Not just this year, next year over the in life period, man. And we'll be out there tomorrow to watch you guys and all this kind of stuff. But thank you for what you have done on this interview. Not football, but man, you really, you know what I'm saying? You're 10th grade, and you really are very wise among your years, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, it was a delight to have you on here and to talk to you. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Sure. See you tomorrow.
Hey, no problem. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and let's hit them. We want to hit them with a few things real quick to remind people. Hey, don't forget, look, this is where you find us, Mark and Will Show, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything. That's right there. You know what I'm saying? Big time.
Yeah.
Please go ahead. Facebook group page, all that stuff is right there. Mark, I want to go ahead and hit them with NBA scores. From yesterday, if you got a little time. Okay, cool.
Yep. Wednesday, November 16th, Indiana Pacers beat the Hornets 125-113. Timberwolves beat the Magic 126-108. Thunder beat the Wizards 121-120. Good game. Mm-hmm. Boston beat Atlanta 126-101. Toronto took care of business and beat the Heat 112-104. Bucks beat Cleveland because they had to come back 113-98. Pelicans beat the Bulls 124-110. Rockets beat Dallas 101-92. The Knicks beat the Nuggets 106-103. Maybe got Thursday, November 17th. Go ahead, which games have, go ahead.
No,
games
go ahead. Go ahead.
Not
finish.
Came on yet. It's crazy, bro. Have no games came on yet. The Nets and Trailblazers come on at 10. Spurs and Kings come
at
10. And Detroit Pistons and Clippers come on at 10:30.
You know why. NFL. They don't, you know what I'm saying? And most of them are West Coast games and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Hey, everybody who's on here, if you have not subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the show.
Please.
All this kind of stuff like that. I'm not going to lie. We're going to continue this show right now because we're going to be dropping this on Envision one day.
Absolutely.
So definitely bang, 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 bang. All right, so we got some games coming up this weekend. We got Georgia versus Kentucky. I forgot that it's at Kentucky, right? Like Kentucky doesn't. I'm pretty sure it's at Kentucky. Let me go ahead and double check on that one. Let's see. Week 12, 25, SEC. Do you know? Yeah, it's at Kentucky. So Kentucky's a 22.5 point underdog. Georgia's coming to town right before the Louisville, Kentucky game. So Kentucky, hey, man, three straight games at home, and you may lose three
straight games. Yeah, absolutely.
Games. This right here is about keeping your players healthy.
Absolutely.
To me, right?
Yes.
I don't think Will Levis might not even play in a bowl game. Why would you? Go ahead. Why would you?
Don't want draft pick.
In Canada?
According to,
Mel Kiper?
I'm just saying according to the people.
My thing is this. Let me ask you this. Now, you done had a sucky year. And you really have.
Absolutely.
You really have. That's why you know that ESPN SEC is a driven message. They're trying to force this on people. There's no way he's the number one draft pick. There's no way he's the number one quarterback.
Absolutely not.
There's no way, right? But you keep saying this, which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. That's just ridiculous, right? He's not a first round. He's not a second. He's back into the draft because you already stable, and you like, let me go ahead and give him a try. That's it, right? That's the kind of guy he is. But that's why they're trying to drive this home to us, trying to force this to us. Bull, right? Straight bull. I'm just saying this. He may be one of the first quarterbacks. He need to probably sit down. Like, he really does. Like, if they go to the bowl, they got six games, he needs to sit. I wouldn't play. Because my thing is this, bro, because if you play, like, Kentucky's bowl projection cannot be good, right? I mean, you're going to be playing against somebody who's not good. Let's just put it that way. Right? So why would you show that you can't throw against them?
Brother, as tackle pattern, he's going to come to the league and play tight end, running back, and sometimes quarterback.
I like it.
That is tackle pattern, bro.
I like it. Nah, I like it.
That's it.
I like it.
And then he's going to accidentally get paid just like how tackle pattern did.
I like it.
So he going to play all type of different positions. That's it.
That is his hope. If you can do what Tackle Paddle did, steal money, that's your hope.
Right.
That's your hope. You're right.
You gotta do it.
You're right. No, you're right. You're absolutely right, brother. And that was a great. I love that. What you did right there, you brought it home. Because you know how we love some Tackle Paddle. NC State is still ranked. I don't know how because they lost to BC. And I know Louisville lost to BC. But anyway. Louisville versus NC State, and Louisville actually is, and I'm sorry, guys. You know how I am. I normally put the point spread. Louisville's a 4-point favorite on this one.
Is Cunningham good? Is Cunningham playing? I mean, what's going on?
He probably is. He need to go and play the last two games because he ain't playing over NFL.
Oh,
well,
we do not want brother to get started on Louisville today.
No, we are. And we are. But I will say this. I'm impressed with the defense because.
Absolutely.
Late touchdown that Clemson did and a late touchdown. Because really the score probably should have been more like 24-10. Let's put it that way. We done seen them guys, except when Lamar is there when they should have won that game and all this kind of stuff. They go down there and they fold 8-10. Their defense is hungry. They growling. They doing whatever. NC State has a different quarterback in there because they starter who's supposed to be another Will Levis is out. So I expect Louisville to go there. It's at home. I'll probably be there freezing. I might have to go wear a fur coat or something. if y'all see somebody looking like Big Meech in them, that's probably me. But I've been saying I feel Louisville's gonna go ahead and knock me down in him. I really do. I mean, for real. Because
get it done.
Granted, Louisville lost to Boston College too early. If Louisville played Boston College now, I think Louisville will blow them out. because that defense has turned that corner. Once you have defense, it makes it. You can struggle offensively. You can just put things together. You can take time to do things, right? They're going to knock wood out of them. I really do. So that happens at 3:30, big time. We want to go ahead, before we get off of here, guys, we want to go ahead and give a update on the game. What's going on right now with the NFL?
It is 7-6. Tennessee's up 7-6. Aaron Rodgers nailed scored, but dude missed the field goal as usual.
What's wrong with Crosby? What's wrong with him?
I don't know, because he's supposed to be like top 10 kickers in the league.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Go ahead, brother.
Please don't be mad at me. Okay. Yesterday, you gave a jewel, a nugget to fantasy football.
And on which? Said, on what?
On Watson. On Watson.
Okay, yeah.
And I picked him up and he scored a TD. He scored a TD.
Hey, and you know what's so crazy? When my fantasy went off as we doing the show, I'm like, I got Aaron Rodgers starting. And then I looked and saw, I said, oh my goodness. I should just kept my mouth shut. Jesus Christ.
Hey, bro, I was like, I got to get it.
What's the other receiver's name? Sazir, Lizard, whatever his name is.
Lazard. Yeah, Lazard. Because dude is bigger and
all balls thrown to him.
Dude is bigger and faster. So yeah, he's gonna get that. Sammy Watkins made an appearance, but my thing is, look, I saw Christian Watson, and when I selected him, I was like,
ain't nobody else got him.
let me go ahead and take him. I got you.
And you know what's so crazy, bro? Speaking of that, now watch how he's really Greg get picked up in our league, because he ain't picked up in everybody's league right
no,
now.
No, he's not. Him and Gus
now
Edwards.
He scored again.
Look, Greg get him. Him and only reason, because I was thinking, because I know that the defense is solid for Titans, but I know they're going to concentrate on Aaron Jones and all that. So I'm like,
yep.
He going to chuck it to him because he got confidence in. Like, Aaron, if he believes you, he's going to throw it to you. So I was like, exactly. Let me go ahead and just take him real quick. Had to, bro. You know how we are. You know how. Hey, gotta get that. Gotta take it. Hey, ain't worried about it. Big time like this. Make sure. Hey, guys. Make sure. Let me go on and click this right here. Make sure you guys. Not that. You can. We can be there. Make sure you go ahead and support these high school teams. Go watch them. I know it's going to be cold, but this is football weather. Put them long johns on. I'm going to have mine on. Stomach it. Do what you got to do. It's a great thing. Give them support. You know, it is what it is. This is November.
what you said.
So go ahead and it's a lot of good games that is going on Friday. Make sure you have the opportunity to nominate these kids. Like I said before, and like I continue to say, Mark and myself have the right to put somebody on the poll and not have on the poll. So, if you nominate, that doesn't mean that they're going to be on the poll. And if, you know, make sure you include stats and everything else. I could say put Mark on there and he ain't got no stats. Nobody's going to vote for him.
And then you'd be mad about that.
Nobody's going to vote for him except his family. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want other people now, you know, make it look good and all this kind of stuff. This is the People's Award. We understand, and that's what we do. We love what we do. So go ahead, nominate, and just give every kid a chance to shine, because that's what we're about. We're about getting these recognition for these kids. And, hey, yes, we do have a legacy show that's going on. This is Male PRP, and we got a PRP giant that's coming on Monday. But we want everybody. So you won't have the legacy thing. You'll have that famous Mark and Will theme. So we want everybody. So, hey, I just want to say thank you, Antonio, for coming on the show. It was a pleasure.
Yes, it was.
Good interview. You can tell, he's special. He's special. He absolutely is special. Big time. So, hey, thank you guys. God bless. Y'all stay warm. Hey.
Please.
Y'all know what we do. Peace out.
Yes, sir.
Medicine. Let's go.